It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 18th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Teacher's fantasy. Press a button and your students suddenly have new textbooks in their hands. Amazon thinks it can do this using its Kindle electronic reader. The company has just unveiled something called WhisperCast, a free wireless system that lets a teacher's Kindle communicate with students' tablets and new books materialize from the ether. Amazon hopes to use this to gain a foothold in the education market where Apple has a head start. Brian Barrett at the tech news site Gizmodo says WhisperCast is about control.
You know, you can block Facebook and Twitter, important for schools. You can make sure that no purchases can be made from the device. You can regulate the internet access so only approved websites are visited.
Amazon isn't the only tablet maker trying to sell to schools. This year, Apple's pushing to get iPads into classrooms. But Barrett thinks WhisperCast may have advantages.
Apple has something similar. Apple has an Apple configurator where you can set certain preferences and make certain controls. But it's not nearly as robust as what Amazon's offering with WhisperCast.
Part of that is delivering textbooks from Amazon's vast library in a click, and the teacher can control what the students' Kindles are doing. Amazon's Jay Marine oversaw WhisperCast development and says this could be just the beginning.
You can imagine teachers' notes and other things that would appear right in line in the book, as an example. I think what we can safely say is that digital learning is going to increase, and we probably won't even recognize what the classroom of today looks like in 10 years.
WhisperCast builds on the nearly hidden wireless network that's been included on most Kindles since the beginning. Now let's bring some juice to what is probably the most humdrum thing hanging on your wall at home. I'm talking about that unblinking eye known as your thermostat. Maybe you have a programmable one, but data show that most people don't program them, which is a colossal waste of energy and therefore money.
It depends on how cold it is or how warm it is. I'll adjust it at that point.
Ray Cordero, manager of a Lowe's in New Jersey, owns a regular thermostat, the kind you buy for about $25, but his store has just put up an interactive display for a new thermostat that costs 10 times that. The Nest Learning Thermostat, second generation, hit the market this week. The Nest tracks every time you put the temp up or down or adjusts it remotely via a smartphone. After a while, it programs itself and senses when you're not home to save more energy. Conceived by the same guy who was behind the original iPod, there's a hockey puck-shaped color screen surrounded by a steel control ring. But here's the trick, coming from me, a guy who likes to monkey with these sorts of things. You'll want to check if your house is wired for it. The other morning, I cracked into my old thermostat to see. I'm going to pull off the faceplate. And there is a nasty-looking cluster of wires coming out of the wall into the old thermostat. But the wires only go into three of the screws. Are there labels? Yes, RC, W, and RH. All right, let's go to the Nest website and see if my house is compatible with their gizmo. Just running upstairs to the computer. All right, so I got W, RH, and RC. Did you enter all your wires? Yes. You're compatible. I'm not sure the $249 price is compatible with my budget, but Nest says while its version 1 worked in 3/4 of homes, the new one works in 95%. Pictures of the Nest thermostat and my Nest of wires at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, using a patient's DNA to customize cholesterol therapy. More information available at VanderbiltHealth.com. The promise of discovery.
From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.